الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا بلوناهم كما بلونا أصحاب الجنة إذ أقسموا ليصرمنها مصبحين ولا يستثنون فطاف عليها طائف من ربك وهم نائمون فأصبحت كالصريم فتنادوا مصبحين أن اغدوا على حرثكم إن كنتم صارمين صدق الله العظيم الحمد لله with the further and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We heard the 29th juz of the Holy Quran and the first quarter of the 30th juz. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. These verses that I recited now is from Suratul Qalam, which is in the 29th juz, the second surah. And just at the beginning, a few verses of an incident which Allah Ta'ala makes mention of. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the story of the people of the orchard. These sons belong to a very wealthy father who had many orchards. The father was wealthy, but he was very generous. It was his practice, his habit, when he would harvest the fruit, then he would leave a lot of fruit for the poor. They would come and collect the fruit and the grains they would collect. And he never used to mice with his fruit. When a person is plucking fruit, many fruit fall down. So when these poor people would come and pick it up, he never chased them away. In fact, he would look forward to giving them. He had sons. On his demise, the sons made a mashwara and they decided, our father was too generous. And we don't think anymore that we should share this fruit that we have with the poor. And they knew when it's going to be harvest time. It was the practice of the poor that they would come at that time and they would pick up the fruit. So these youngsters, they make a plan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about this. إِذْ أَقْسَمُوا لَيَصْرِمُنَّهَا مُصْبِحِينَ وَلَا يَسْتَثْنُونَ. They make a pledge that they will go in the morning, early hours of the morning, and they will harvest the fruit. And they will come back, leaving nothing for the poor people. وَلَا يَسْتَثْنُونَ. But they did not say, Insha'Allah. Nonetheless, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I mentioned the other day, when we did Surah Saba, we can plan how much we want to plan, but Allah's plan is the one that takes place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was not happy with this type of behavior, this type of conduct and being so miserly of these sons. Father had set a good example. So they should have followed the footsteps of the father. And they should have kept some fruit for the poor. Allah Ta'ala had given them plentiful. They would lose nothing by giving the remaining fruit that falls on the ground to the poor. But they didn't even want to even share that fruit with the poor. So at night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a hurricane with a bolt of fire. وَطَافَ عَلَيْهَا طَائِفٌ مِّن رَبِّكْ وَهُمْ نَائِمُونَ. Whilst they were fast asleep. In the morning they wake up and they proceed with this intention that now we're going to go, and they hurried. They went quickly so that nobody goes before them. And they moved with this resentment, with bitterness, with this feeling of not wanting to share with any person, And they wanted to amass everything for themselves. And they proceeded, thinking that they now are going to take all and collect all the fruit for themselves. And they went very quietly, so that nobody may know. And as they appear there, when they see, they think that we have lost track, we have lost the road, we have come somewhere else. But when they look properly, they say, no. Definitely we are now deprived. بَلْ نَحْنُ مَحْرُومٌ. It's not a mistake that we made and came to somebody else's farm. This is our orchard. And when they came, everything was destroyed completely. All the fruit that they envisaged they will reap, they will harvest and keep everything for themselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed every single thing. But as they were proceeding, Mufassirin explained that the best one of these brothers, he told them as they were going, why don't we read subhanallah? Why don't we make istighfar? What we make is not a good thing. Our father was not like this. But he was overpowered with the opinions of the other brothers. And as a result, he also followed whatever they were doing. The Mufassirin explained a very beautiful point here. You see, sometimes we're doing something wrong, and a person gives some right direction, and he says, no, we shouldn't be doing this. It's not right what we're doing. But he himself accepts what the others are doing then. He submits, he yields to their opinion, and he also becomes part and parcel of their plan. The consequence of this is that he also suffers the loss. If he wanted, he could have returned. Or he could have insisted that we are not going to do this. It's going to harm our spirit, are going to harm ourselves. He could have put his foot down. He could have been adamant and made sure that they don't proceed. He gave his opinion, but he joined them. He became party to this evil. And this is what ulama warn us. That sometimes we voice our opinion which is correct and we say the haq, but we follow those who are wrong. So we will also suffer the consequences of whatever wrong we're doing. Allah Ta'ala save us. And then they regretted. Then they said, قَالُوا سُبْحَانَ رَبِّنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا ظَالِمِينَ. We were oppressors. We had wrong intentions. We had bad and evil intentions. Now when they saw the loss, they saw the damage that was done to their property, they saw they've got nothing left now. Everything has been ruined. فَأَقْبَلَ بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضِي يَتَلَاوَمُونَ. Now they began to reproach one another. It was because of you. It was your plan, your idea, your suggestion. Ulama give another point here. We suffer some loss. There is some catastrophe. The ummah is suffering some plight. What do? We blame the other person. It's because of you people. Because of them. Because of him. Because of... Instead of working out and providing a good solution and making amal on that solution, what do? We blame one another. And the exact thing happens today. We know the condition in the world. And all we do is we only explain the plight of the ummah, not practically showing a solution and following some right direction and doing something positive in our lives. Each group blames the other. It's because of these people, or they're doing this, the ulama, these people, the masses. We need to now take heed from these stories and lessons. Instead of making or reproaching, rebuking one another and scolding and putting the blame on somebody else, what we should do is accept our fault, and together, united, we should move in a positive way. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. قالوا يا ويلنا إنا كنا طاغين عسى ربنا أن يبدلنا خيرا منها إنا إلى ربنا راغبون. Then they made tawbah, istighfar, and they said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will now give us something better because they made tawbah and they made istighfar. Mufassirin had explained that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then gave them plentiful after this loss that they suffered because they were penitent. They had this, they made this sincere tawbah and istighfar. And this is what Allah Ta'ala wants. We undergo some loss in life and we realize our mistake. So that should be a sufficient wake-up call for us. Don't wait for the next accident to take place, or the next loss, the next injury, the next hardship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala gives us different type of adversaries and calamities for various reasons. And one of the reasons ulama explained is to give us a wake-up call, to shake us, to jolt us a bit. Because sometimes we fall off asleep, we go into a deep slumber, and we expect everybody else to be doing the thing, and to protect deen, and to preserve deen, and to spread the deen. And what happens? Our self will become very weak. So we get a jolt. So Allah Ta'ala wakes us up. In fact, these last few paras of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks mainly about His oneness. And Allah provides proofs upon proofs upon proofs of His oneness, His tawheed, and His might and power. Mufassirin explain, like a person knocks on your door, he has come to alert you of some danger. So you are in your house, and you are fast asleep, so he knocks first, and then when he sees there's no response, so he'll knock a few more times, a bit more harder, and still when there's no response, then he'll begin to knock even more harder, and he will begin to shout, and he will bang the door. Similar to this is the situation in these paras. Most of them are Makki surahs revealed in Makkah. Predominantly the Mushrik, the Quraysh of Makkah, they were being addressed to bring Iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But of course it is for the entire Ummah. And for you and I also who are believers with the Fadl and Karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to understand the message of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you look at all these verses, you must realize in Tunais Tarawi, and we hear these surahs in our normal Salat also. Short verses, rhythmic verses. Beautiful rhythm. But it's a wake-up call. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوْبِرَتْ وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ انْكَدْرَتْ وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُيِّرَتْ. Short verses to wake us up. عَمَّ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ عَنِ النَّبَئِ الْعَظِيمِ الَّذِي هُمْ فِيهِ مُخْتَلِفُونَ وَالنَّازِعَاتِ غَرْقًا. All these verses talking about different aspects. Sometimes Allah is talking about the sky and the seven firmaments. How beautifully Allah has built and created the skies. In the very first page, in the beginning verses of Surah Mulk, which we heard tonight, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to look at the sky, how well built, how fortified these skies have been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, look properly, do you see any cracks, any holes, any fissures, any openings? No, it's so built so well. And perhaps you didn't see properly, so Allah says, فَرْجِعِ الْبَصَرِ. Look properly, look hard, try and see for any flaws and mistakes in the creation of Allah. Impossible. Allah says, you will wear your sight out, you'll come back exhausted. أَأَنْتُمْ أَشَدُّ خَلْقًا أَمِ السَّمَاءِ. Allah says, are you more stronger or the sky that we have? بَنَاهَا. Allah has created it. Allah talks about the sun, سِرَاجًا وَحَاجًا. Allah talks about night, Allah talks about day. In the Amma para tomorrow, inshallah, we will hear Allah takes qasam, oaths and different things. وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُعَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا. Allah takes qasam on horses. Allah takes qasam on time. Allah is not in need of taking any qasam. But after taking an oath, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a message for us. An important message. A wake-up call. To hearken, to pay attention, to pay heed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in these surahs as I mentioned, Allah ta'ala talks about His oneness, Allah gives us proof of His, of tawheed, of His oneness, His greatness, everything is in His control. And Allah talks about Qiyamah. So many of these surah Al-Qiyamah we heard today, tomorrow Al-Qari'ah, and so many other verses, all these are different names of Qiyamah. Al-Ghashiyah. So Allah talks about Qiyamah and the scenes of Qiyamah. Extremely horrifying, terrifying. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in today's verses in Surah Al-Haqqah, also one of the meaning of Qiyamah. Allah spoke about, which we mentioned in one of the talks, the person who's given his book in his right hand. That's a sign that he has passed. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فيقول ها أم اقرأوا كتابيه. And he will accept that book very happily, and he will see that I really had yaqeen in this day that I will receive my book, and there will be reckoning, and there will be hisab kitab. Allah will take an account of my deeds. Ulama explained that these deeds that we are doing, it will be written, so a register will be either given, or the actual deed, Allah Ta'ala will give it a size, a shape, and Allah Ta'ala will present the deeds before the person. So he will see his register, and he'll be given his register in the right hand. Allah says, فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ. This person will be in a very blissful life now. A life full of happiness, enjoyment, genuine entertainment and happiness and pleasure. في جنة عالية, in lofty gardens. قطوفها دانية. Allah talks about the fruit. It's just low. The branches, as a person wishes to eat some fruit, the tree will lower its branch right in front of the person. He wouldn't have to go stretch his hand to pluck the fruit. Allah says, كُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا. Eat and drink. هَنِيئًا. With ease, with comfort. Wholeheartedly, enjoy yourself. There'll be no khawf. In dunya, sometimes the person has the best of meal in front of him. But he's got a very heavy worry. He's got a court case tomorrow. Allah save us. Oh, SARS. Oh, he's not well. He's got a sickness. Allah protect us. Allah give us good health. So he's got the food, but he's unable to eat. Oh, there are some people outside there who are after him. The moment he comes out of his home, they're going to kill him. So how is he going to enjoy that food? In Jannah, there's no worry, there's no pain, there's no fear. That's why Jannat, one of the names is Daru Salam. Wallahu yad'u ila Dari Salam. It's just peace, 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 enjoyment. Man khafa adlaja. Rasulullah mentioned, man khafa adlaja. Wa man adlaja balagha al manzil. Ala inna sil'at Allahi ghaliya. Ala inna sil'at Allahi al-Jannah. If we have traveled from now, see from here to Johannesburg, and say we had to go for some work, so we got a call in the afternoon that we have to go to Johannesburg. So a person who wants to reach his destination, he wants to go to Johannesburg, he'll leave quick as possible. In the early hours of the evening, he'll leave. So that he reaches in good time, before it becomes too dark, he'll be there in Johannesburg. A person who leaves at midnight, he has to go through so much of darkness. There's fear on the road. There's so much of problems. So man khafa adlaja, whoever fears, he wants to reach his destination on time. So adlaja, he will leave in the early part of the evening. They used to travel those days, mainly in the evening in those hot countries. وَمَنْ أَدْلَجَ بَلَغَ الْمَنْزِلِ. Whoever leaves in the early hours of the evening, you leave 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, you reach there. By 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, you're there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in a similar way, there is Jannat, that's your destination. And you need to reach Jannat. So you're going to start moving early. Don't wait, procrastinate, because then you might not never have the chance. And if you start moving, then you will reach your destination. And this Jannat, Allah says, is ghaliya. It's not something cheap. It's expensive. It's expensive. It's a merchandise that we are buying from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are buying this from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is giving it to us, but Allah wants us to go through this journey. We say, Sayyir ilallah. Sayyir in Arabic means a journey. Wusul ilallah, reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is our manzil maqsood. And of course, Allah ta'ala says, so eat and drink happily. Bima aslaftum fil ayyamil khaliyah. Because of all your hard efforts in the days that went by in the dunya. What is dunya compared to akhirat? Tiny drop of water compared to the whole ocean. Allah says, you worked very hard in dunya. You made sacrifices. You fought your nafs. You went against your nafs. And of course, in tonight's tarawih, we heard very clearly the ayat we talk about so much. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ, which I explained in detail the other night. The person who fears standing before Allah Ta'ala, and he opposes his nafs, his desires. And this is the challenge. There's nothing else. That we have to do what Allah wants us to do. And we will get temptation from nafs and shaitan. So we have to combat nafs and shaitan. Please Allah, and there Allah gives us the jannat. It's simple as that. When we reach there, jannat inshallah, say ameen, then we will realize how short this dunya was. On the day of Qiyamah, when people will rise, Allah, there are various verses, Allah will ask, how long did you tarry? Some say, one day I was in the world, only one day. The whole life he spent, 60, 70 years, 100 years, he will think, I only spent one day in dunya. Or maybe half a day only. And hereafter is everlasting. So we got that beautiful jannat in front of us. Don't procrastinate. Let us move towards the jannah. And the one who's given his book in his left hand, imagine that's a sign of failure. And also, wara'a dhahri, he was given from his back. These are two signs of failure. Allah save us. Allah protect us. Allah make us successful. Dunya, qabr and akhirat. He'll say, ya laytani lam oota kitabiya. How I wish I was never given this register. Like a person did bad in school. Now, reports are given out. He wishes that the teacher must miss him out. And his report must not come. How is he going to show his father? See, when he got rings, red rings, how is he going to show his father? He's hoping that something happens and they forget about it. Ya laytani lam oota kitabiya. Wa lam adri ma hisabiya. I didn't know what's my reckoning, what's my account. He will say that his wealth, nothing availed him. So, Allah talks about a person having wealth and children. Even in the surah, before Surah Qalam, Walid bin Mughira, who used to taunt Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a very lengthy incident, but he thought he had ankana dha mali wa baneen. He had abundant wealth, he had a lot of children, so that's going to help him. Allah says, nothing helps you in the akhirat. Allah says, catch him, fetter him, chain him, and throw him into Jahannam. Allah save us. There is in the first surah Naba of the 30th juz, in the last verse of that surah, Allah Subhanahu wa Taala talks about يَوْمَ يَنْظُرُ الْمَرْءُ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ وَيَقُولُ الْكَافِرُ يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ تُرَابًا. On that day, when man will see his deeds, the good will see the good deeds, the kafir and the sinner will see his bad deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring, even the animals will be present. And an animal which was hornless in this dunya, which was butted by an animal with a horn. So two goats, one with a horn. In dunya butted an animal without a horn. To show his justice, Allah ta'ala to show his justice to mankind. Of course, animals are not mukallaf. They've got no responsibility. They're not entrusted by any shariat. But Allah just wants mankind, and every person will be standing on the plains of Qiyamah and watching. Now Allah brings a hornless goat and the one with horns. And Allah gives that goat without horns the chance to take retribution. And after that, all the animals will be turned into ash, destroyed. That's when a kafir will desire, ya laytani kuntu turaba. How I wish I was also turned into sand and finish. And there's no jahannam for me now. But all that is too late. That's when the examination is over, the results are out. There's no question of coming back into dunya. There are so many verses. The people will plead and beg Allah, and they will make such promises, ya Allah, one more time, la'alli a'malu salihan fima tarakt. I'll perform righteous deeds, I'll read my namaz correctly, my tawbah, istighfar, my zakat, my hajj, and you make promises. Allah say, kalla, never, impossible, it's impossible. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pleads to us, like we mentioned the other, Ya ayyuhal insan ma gharraka bi rabbika al-kareem. In surah Al-Infitar. Allah says, oh man, what has deluded you from your Rabb who is most generous, kareem, alladhi yu'ti bidurin istihqaqi wal minna. The recipients of these favors are not deserving of these favors. In other words, Allah gives us so much, And you and I, who are the recipients of these favors, these boons of Allah Ta'ala, the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, we are not deserving of it. We don't deserve even the air to breathe in, and clothing and food. We don't deserve anything. Allah, out of His sifat of being kareem, so generous, He still gives us. And ulama explain that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, despite our sins, He's still providing for us. Ulama even explain that if Allah wished to show His being so kareem, that if a human being committed any sin in this world, He could have given us azab immediately. It's because of His generosity, His kindness, His munificence, His love for us, His tolerance, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not punish us immediately. He overlooks, He forgives, and He provides for us so much. مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ الَّذِي خَلَقَكَ فَسَوَّاكَ فَعَدَلَكَ فِي أَيِّ سُورَةٍ مَا شَاءَ رَكَّبَكَ. Allah gave us beautiful forms. Our eyes, our nose, our face, our hands. Beautiful shapes and forms insan has got. Allah didn't make us animals. Allah said, such beautiful shapes Allah gave, and you still were deluded, and you didn't understand that you have returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. This is what we will read in Quran, especially these last few paras. This is a knock from Allah. Wake up. Allah ta'ala gives us this alarm. But what do we do? Fajr time, that alarm goes on, snooze. Another 10 minutes. Again, 10, not 10 minutes, snooze. Then, you know, sunrise already. Allah save us. A person who is attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before the alarm can even ring, he'll have to wake up and put the alarm off because he's already ready to meet his Allah. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. May Allah give us pure hearts full of ikhlas. It's easy to give all these bayans and tafsir, and may Allah make us practical Muslims and believers. We don't have much time, really. From the signs of Qiyamah, so many, in fact, most of the signs, minor signs, have all whole lot appeared. In different parts of the world, these minor signs, all may have appeared by now. And there are more and more trials and temptations. Everything is moving to exactly what is mentioned before the major signs will begin. When that will happen, Allah knows best. But we can see how we are moving very rapidly towards it. The barakat of time is gone. Ramadan is over. Barakat of time is gone. Previously we could do so much more. We can't do it anymore. That one shop you could produce so much, and we had so much of time still. That we have more shops and more factories and everything with us. We have technology at our within our access and means. It should make our work easy for us. But with all that still, we complain we have no time because the barakat of time is gone. But we don't lose hope in Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. Whatever the condition, Allah chose us to be in this part of the ummah, the latter part of the ummah. Allah knows how many more years still there will be, qiyamah, only Allah knows. But we don't lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because for Him, He has shown us how kareem He is in dunya. And we have hopes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the day of qiyamah, He will still be kareem with us. That's why we find our mashayikh saying, Allah, teri nazar-e-karam. Allah, your nazar ikram, your one merciful glance. Just one merciful glance. Bas, and everything just wiped out from our books. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanahu. Just make sure of dua, inshallah. And we can make individual ibadah then. Beside the rushri. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساك ويا أرحم الراحمين يا كريم يا كريم يا كريم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رب سلم وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم. جزا الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. Oh, my most beloved Allah, my most Kareem, Rahim, loving Allah. Ya Allah, you provide so much for us, Ya Allah. Despite us not being worthy of receiving these ni'mat from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have realized, my Allah, our wrongs and our mistakes, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have made heavy blunders in our lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, we regret, my Allah. We are remorseful, my Allah. We feel ashamed and embarrassed, my Allah. Don't embarrass us on the day of Qiyamah, my Allah. Ya Allah, before the day of Qiyamah takes place, my Allah, before moth strikes, Ya Allah, you help us to change our lives now, my Allah. You help us, Ya Allah, you are the only one who can give us the tawfiq and ability, my Allah. Ya Allah, we will try, my Allah, but we need your assistance, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us true hidayat now, my Allah. Give us hidayat, my Allah. Show us sirat mustaqim. Give us guidance, my Allah. Ya Allah, hold us by our hands and put us onto Sirat al-Mustaqim. And keep us on Sirat al-Mustaqim. Don't let us go astray, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are so beautiful, so kind, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, for you, whether it's odd or even night, it makes no difference, my Allah. When your bandha makes sincere tawbah, you are prepared to forgive, my Allah. Ya Allah, our brothers here, they have raised their hands, my Allah, tonight. Ya Allah, they are still searching for you, my Allah. That is why they are sitting here, my Allah. Even though it's not an odd night, my Allah. Ya Allah, but they are sincere, my Allah. Our mothers and sisters and others listening at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, all have raised their hands, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, seeking your forgiveness, my Allah. Ya Allah, humare gunahon ko maaf farma. Humare khataon ko maaf farma. Ya Allah, hum to bahut kamzor hai. Hum zaeef hai, Ya Allah. Lekin tu qawi hai. Tu aziz hai. Tu hakeem hai. Tu qadir hai. Ya Allah, everything is in your control, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us so many warnings repeatedly in the Quran, my Allah. And still we take no heed. Ya Allah, because our hearts have become so blackened, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove the filth from our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove the malice and the enmity and the jealousy and the anger and the pride and all the spiritual maladies that we have, my Allah. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your ishq and muhabbat and ishq and muhabbat of Rasulullah Park sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Help us now, my Allah, to prepare for maut and the life after dunya, my Allah. Help us to prepare for the life after maut, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us, Ya Allah, prepare for the Jannatul Firdaus which you have promised in the Quran, my Allah. Make us be amongst those who have iman in a'mal salihah, my Allah. Don't make us be amongst the fujjar, my Allah. Give us our good book of deeds in our right hand, my Allah. Don't give it to us in our left hand or from behind our backs, my Allah. Help us to cross pool sirat with the speed of lightning, my Allah. Ya Allah, make there be only good deeds for us in the day of Qiyamah. Wipe out all the bad deeds now, my Allah. Before maut comes to us, my Allah. Let there be no bad deeds, my Allah. And if there are any bad deeds, transform those bad deeds into good deeds, my Allah. Ya Allah, you can do as you please, my Allah. Nobody can question you, my Allah. Because you are the Khaliq, my Allah. You are the Raziq, my Allah. You are Maliki Yawmiddin, my Allah. Everything belongs to you, my Allah. Nothing is hidden from you, my Allah. You created the beautiful skies and the earth. What is above the skies is yours. What is beneath the earth is yours. Between skies, the skies and earth is yours, my Allah. You are the possessor of your arsh and kursi, my Allah. You are the one who provides, my Allah. You don't need anybody to provide for you, my Allah. Because you are totally independent, my Allah. You do not sleep and eat, my Allah. You've got no parents, you've got no wife, you've got no children, my Allah. Nobody is equal to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are that loving Allah. You are that most kind Allah. Ya Allah, give us hidayat, my Allah. Bless all of us with afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, jain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your dhat, tahlawat of iman, istiqamat and taqwa, barakat, my Allah. Give us barakat, my Allah. Barakat in our deen, our ilm, ya Allah, our knowledge, our iman, our a'mal, my Allah. Our masajid, madaris, makatib, ulama. Ya Allah, give us sincerity, my Allah. Give us ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Make our income be halal, my Allah. Make us only consume halal, my Allah. Don't make us go towards haram, my Allah. Protect us from zina and riba, my Allah. Protect us from carrying tears and ghibat, my Allah. Protect us from all filthy habits, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us cast lustful glances at haram women, my Allah. Let us appreciate our halal, pure wives, my Allah. Those who are not married, my Allah, find them suitable partners, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them a life full of chastity, my Allah. A life full of purity, my Allah. A life full of bliss and happiness, my Allah. Bless them with offspring that will be healthy and the coolness to the eyes, my Allah. Make our children the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen. Give them a good taqdeer, my Allah. Open your doors of dunya for them also, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them successful in akhirat, my Allah, especially, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make them successful in dunya and failures in akhirat, my Allah. Give them success in dunya and akhirat, my Allah. Especially akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them also the highest of stages, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, help the ummah, my Allah. Ya Allah, these last few days of Ramadan are left, my Allah. Help us to spend it correctly, my Allah. Full of your barakat, rahmat, your maghfirat, my Allah. Before the moon is sighted for Eid, my Allah. Forgive every single one of us, my Allah. Now, ya Allah, let there not be a single person who is deprived of your forgiveness, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making sincere tawbah. Ham nadim hai, ham sharminda hai. Ya Allah, we take a wada and promise we won't go back to those gunas. Give us that himmat and courage, my Allah, to restrain ourselves, my Allah. Protect ourselves from the temptations of nafs and shaitan, my Allah. Don't make us go towards haram. Ya Allah, if we happen to slip, my Allah, Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of tawbah immediately, my Allah. And make us do good deeds immediately that will wipe out our bad deeds, my Allah. Ya Allah, have rahmat the ummat of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we are begging you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you with your ismi azam, your asma al-husna, my Allah. Your sifat al-ula, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Allah. Nobody greater than you, my Allah. Nobody has got more strength and power than you. Ya Allah, you are the one who has given us power, my Allah. We are nothing, my Allah. All the powers of the world is absolutely nothing, ya Allah, in front of you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you tonight, my Allah. Have raham on our Muslim brothers and sisters in different parts of the world, my Allah, who are pareshan hal, my Allah. Especially in Syria, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have heard of the borders of Jordan and Syria, my Allah. More than 30,000 families, my Allah. They have got no food whatsoever. Ya Allah, because of all the bombardments, my Allah, food is not even reaching them, my Allah. Ya Allah, they don't even have water, my Allah. We have plentiful of water and food, so many delicacies, my Allah. On our Dastar Khans at the time of Iftar, we eat after Taraweeh, we eat at the time of Sehri, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've got absolutely nothing, my Allah. Ya Allah, the entire world just watches, my Allah. Ya Allah, everybody just watches, my Allah. And everybody just gives news reports, my Allah. Eh Malik, eh Kareem, Raham Farma. Ya Allah, Raham Farma, Karam Farma. Look at some persons, your sincerity sitting in this crowd tonight, my Allah. In this gathering, my Allah. Perhaps one's masoom child, my Allah. Who's not Balik, my Allah. He's committed no sins, my Allah. Abraham, ya Allah, because he has raised his hand. Oh, mother or sister, some elderly person, my Allah. Ya Allah, nothing is impossible for you. Ya Allah, nothing is impossible for you to change the condition. For you to nourish them, my Allah. For you to give them taqat and strength and health, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've lost everything, my Allah. Don't make them lose the iman and deen now, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make our sister lose the izzat, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect them, my Allah. Masoom children, my Allah. Such beautiful children, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've got no parents anymore, my Allah. Yateem, man. Ya Allah, they're yateem. Ya Allah, help us, guide ummat. Ya Allah, make us become beacons of hidayat, my Allah. Don't make us live a life full of masiyat and dhunub. We just sin. And we don't care about your deen, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. We look false in your Quran and the sunnah of Rasulullah. Ya Allah, forgive us, ya Allah. Make us true believers now, my Allah. Strong iman. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa. Ya Allah, marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus. Ya Allah, grant us ikhlas and maqbooliyat now, my Allah. Help us to prepare to meet you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we love to meet you, my Allah. Fill our hearts with your ishq and muhabbat, my Allah. Let us be ready to meet you, my Allah. Let us be ready to meet you, my Allah.
He was moved in a good condition, my Allah. And like he was moved in Madinah Sharif, my Allah. In the condition that you are most pleased with, my Allah. With a strong iman. Not with kufr, shirk, and nifaq. Ya Allah. He was moved in Madinah Sharif, buried in Jannatul Baqi. Granted the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Kothar water from his Mubarak hands. Make all of us enter into Jannah without any reckoning, my Allah. فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةِ الرَّاضِيَةِ Grant it to us, my Allah, bliss of enjoyment and happiness in the akhirat, my Allah. With our families, my Allah, with our wives and children, my Allah. Ya Allah, in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make us enter Jannah with him, my Allah. Make our home be right near his, my Allah. So we can see his beautiful face and meet him, my Allah, all the time. Ya Allah, in Jannah, when you give all the jannatis, the bounties, my Allah, and then you will remove that veil, my Allah. And the jannatis will see you, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us that occasion, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us that occasion, my Allah. Don't deprive any one of us of that occasion, my Allah. Ya Allah, give all of us, ya Allah. Protect all of us, our parents, our wives, our children, my Allah. Our nasr, our progeny, our relatives, musallis, mutalliqeen, mashayikh, our ulama, our students, my Allah, the entire ummah. Protect us from azab of qabr, from azab of jahannam. Ya Allah, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, whatever jais needs our brothers have today, whatever jais tamanna they have, whatever hajat we have, and our mothers and sisters and brothers at home, Ya Allah, fulfill each person's needs. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ya Allah, bless all of us with Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Bless us with Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين